We present The Elephant Man, starring Peter Serafinowicz. Episode 5, All Features Great and Small.
And it's here, in the thickety undergrowth of his Himalayan territory, that the male orangutan, rosy underparts exposed in a primitive show of tribal dominance, finally makes his move toward the female.
Oh, Leonard, so thoughtful of you, inviting me round for a night in with a wee dram and a romantic video.
Aye, well, the pot-bellied pig decided she was nae furrowing tonight after all, so...
Oh, she stood yous up, eh? Well, it's her loss. You don't have to sit so far away, you know. I won't bite.
Sorry, force of habit. But Elsa, really, this isn't like you to be so,
Must be that video. Oh, it's got me feeling all frisky.
Oh.
Come here, you old sod. Oh,
Meanwhile, in the murky waters of a nearby swamp, the tenacious blowfish clamps its jaws around its unsuspecting prey. After a brief struggle, all is...
Oh,
my! I do apologize, Leonard. I seem to have accidentally sat on your remote control.
Great cloven tip! Wicked music!
Sorry?
I said wicked music!
You what? I can't hear you over this flipping music!
Sorry?
By the way, I like your dress. Great dress!
Oh, right! The DJ will probably take it off in a minute.
What?
The music! I said the DJ will probably... You want to go outside where it's quieter?
Listen, Sammy, can we go outside? It's probably quieter out there.
You're nice, bum, gorgeous.
Hey, leave it out!
Calm down, I was talking to your young man.
Oi, watch it!
Classy place.
I always come here. Well, I used to go to this other club, the G-Spot. But my boyfriend kept complaining he could never find it.
Oh, boyfriend?
Well, ex-boyfriend now.
Oh.
Yeah, you're dead cute, you know.
Really?
How old are you?
Me? I'm 21.
21? Wow. I've always had this thing for older men.
Oh.
My uncle, he's in showbiz, right? When I was 16, he introduced me to this rock star, Bill Hyman or something. He must have been at least 70.
And you fancied him?
No. What do you think I am, sick or something? He fancied me, though.
Blimey. I mean, you were practically old enough to be his wife.
How about we go back to your place?
My place?
Yeah.
I'd love to invite you back, but it's just... I'm not totally sure how I'd introduce you to me pet.
No. You don't still live with your parents.
Parents? Oh, no. Parakeets. I live with a pair of parakeets from the zoo. See, I'm unrearing them. They're still a bit nervous of strangers.
Oh. I'm sure they like me, though. I love animals.
Oh.
And my last bloke did say I look like the kind of girl who could really handle a cockatoo.
Bird's eye, individual, chicken chow mein... with individual portion of special fried rice, individual sachet of soy sauce, and individually wrapped chopsticks. Why individual? Why don't they just put lonely, sad git? Okay, here's to another wild night of sex, drugs, and whatever else is on BBC Two.
And indeed, welcome to another film, believe it or not, 96. And we start with the big news, the making of this year's British film. From the all-too-candid camera of Splatter King Spike Clinton, the movie, depressingly titled Kill of the Wild, starts shooting later this week. Its plot, if we can call it that, concerns a hostage attempt at a zoo, leading, of course, to the inevitable bloodbath. And if you hadn't guessed, this picture is definitely set for an 18 rating. The 18 referring, presumably, to the IQ of its average viewer. And now, over to Hollywood, for a sneak preview of the latest Hugh Grant vehicle, an LAPD patrol car.
I feel it in me fingers. I feel
Probably bad circulation.
Filth is all around us. And so the Felix... Sorry, Mr. Lion.
Adam, what's wrong with you this morning? Concentrate. I've seen goldfish with Alzheimer's display a lengthier attention span.
Oh, did you say something? I were miles away.
If only. What's got into your man? You waltz him round the yard like Riverdance on speed.
Where's your soul, Mr. Lion? Your sense of romance?
I had it surgically removed. There's a dead stoat bunged in that drain. You'll have to poke it out with a pole.
You've forgotten what the day after tomorrow is, haven't you? Think about it. Today is February the 12th. So, you know what that means.
Don't tell me it's Pancake Day, isn't it? Always puzzled me, Pancake Day. Quite why we need an entire festive occasion in honour of Barbara Cartland, I do not know.
It's not Pancake Day, Mr. Lion. It's Valentine's Day.
Adam, I look forward to Valentine's Day the way turkeys look forward to Bernard Matthews' official birthday. It's nothing but a shallow excuse for gross exploitation by the makers of plastic roses, corny greetings cards, and chocolates shaped like men's private parts.
So?
Every year, always the same. Look at that new shop on the corner. Windows chock full of stuffed fairy animals and squidgy hearts.
Mr. Lion, that's a butcher's shop. I guess this means you and Margaret haven't got it back together then.
10 out of 10 for observation.
Oh, look, it's Valentine's Day, Mr. Lion.
I think we've established that.
So, why don't you send her something? Anonymously, like.
Oh, I have. I've had a name put on a mailing list for experimental hormone replacement. Listen, Adam, why the sudden interest in Valentine's Day, eh? The only time you ever sent anonymous declarations of love, they had to get the police involved. And Anthea Turner's lawyers. I mean, I could understand it if you actually had a girlfriend, but...
Actually, Mr. Lion, I have got a girlfriend.
You?
Yeah.
What, animal, vegetable or mineral?
Her name's Sammy. She's gorgeous. And she thinks I'm cute.
Yeah, so, hamsters are cute. Doesn't mean you want to jump into bed with them. Except in the alleged case of certain Hollywood idols.
You know, sometimes, Mr. Lion, you're even more depressing to talk to than Mr. McCann.
That's the point. Where is the moody old beggar? He'll soon put a damper on all this lovey-dovey Valentine's cack. Oh, speak of the devil.
Lovefish of the year.
Oh, good morning, Mr. McCann.
Aye, laddie, that it is. Spring buds bursting into life. A symphony of sweet bird songs serenading a new day, and the cockles of my wee heart warmed by the love of a beautiful woman.
God almighty, not you as well. It's like a reunion of the Osmonds.
Hey, is that a love bite on your neck, Mr. McCann?
No. It's just a wee altercation I had with a leech yesterday night.
You're not fooling me, Mr. McCann. I know true love when I see it.
One bout of tonsil tennis and he turns into Claire Rayner. Ah, and speaking of bossy, overbearing women who could use a course of HRT...
Listen up. Team debriefing. Put your information assimilation faculties on maximum, please, chaps. I have some rather significant data for downloading to your mental processors.
Morning, Miss Stonewick. Now, if it's about that stoat in the drainpipe, we already know.
Now, does the name of Mr. Spike Clinton mean anything to you?
Hey, not the Spike Clinton. The one who made Cyber Psycho Chopper Copper and Cyber Psycho Chopper Copper 2 and Return of the Cyber Psycho Chopper Copper.
Big on romantic comedies, is he?
Don't tell me you're a Clinton freak too, Miss Stonewick.
Don't be silly. She prefers something with far more mindless violence.
Please, team, although I'm not familiar with the gentleman's work as such, he has requested permission to film his latest oeuvre at this very zoo. I believe it's some sort of wildlife film.
Ah, Cyber Psycho Chopper Chimpanzee, perhaps.
Well, it certainly won't be 12 monkeys. We'd be pushed to manage half that.
Now, this could mean superstardom for Southwood, immortalised on the silver screen. Think of the punters it could bring in. Austin Country, Bronte Country, Harriet Country. We could be forever remembered as...
Cyber Psycho Chopper Copper Country. Terrific.
I shall be confirming arrangements with Mr. Clinton's people later today. In the meantime, make sure the place is fit to be seen on screen. That means no dead rodents in the drainage system.
Oh, yeah, good thinking. Spike would much prefer dead junkies in the drainage system. Sammy! Hi! Over here.
I thought you weren't coming, my little fluffy, wuffy, bunny, wunny.
Oh, you think I'd forget you, my little giggly, wiggly, guinea piggly?
Ooh. My little mousy, wousy, puppy, whoopy.
My little duck-billed,
platty watty pussy pussy.
Oi, you're going to park your bleeding car, mate, or do we have to wait for you to go through the entire food chain?
Nasty, rude man.
So, what do you fancy at the cinema?
I don't know. What's on?
Well, oh, there's Richard III.
No, no, I haven't seen the first two yet. I'll probably not pick up the story.
That's the point. Me neither.
Hey! There, see, they're showing Revenge of the Sun of the Cyber Psycho Chopper Copper Part 4. Magic!
No. We really must be soulmates. You like the Cyber Psycho Chopper Copper films too?
Well, of course I blimmin' do. I mean, they was only directed by my Uncle Spike, weren't they?
Will always love you.
Leonard, please.
What?
You're frightening the camels. They think the vet's coming round with his big scissors again.
You don't like my crooning, then?
There's no justice in this world. Liam Gallagher refuses to perform in public, and you... Oh, give it a rest. That's the 18th time tonight. Whitney Houston, we have a problem.
I can't help it. Love does strange things to a man, you know.
I'm imploring you, Leonard, appealing to your better nature to... Look, just think how much this jukebox must be costing you.
Not now I've got my perm coin tied to the slot on a rubber band, laddie, no.
I might have guessed. The price of love, refund guarantee.
You should try it. Do you good to stop moping about on your own.
Why is everyone so concerned about my personal life all of a sudden? That wretched love bug's going around this place like BSE.
Ah, love. Such an incomparable emotion. Sharing mutual bliss with the object of one's desire. Waking up every morning thinking of little else.
Little else but what?
Else, that's her name, Else. Short for Elsa, you know, like lioness in Born Free. I think that's an omen, you know.
Why? Does she come home at night dragging a half-eaten animal carcass?
So much cynicism in one so young.
Oh, yeah, I'm really cynical, aren't I? Anyway, listen, if you and this Elsa bird are so besotted, why are you spending all night in the bar with me and Whitney Houston?
Oh, you know how it is. Elsa and I were not actually talking as such.
Oh, Leonard, what happened? Don't tell me you made her sit through your entire collection of pickled spiders. Some things a girl won't do, however much she loves you. At least that's what Margaret always said.
It was no my fault. I blame that girl in the video shop. You see, I'd invited Else round for a cosy night in with a nice old-fashioned musical and one of Attenborough's classics.
Dickie?
Pardon? Oh, no. David, you see. Oh. Well, that one was lovely. Rhinos and hippos and so forth. Ever so romantic. Yeah. But then we snuggled up to watch the old Ava Gardner version of Showboat. You know, laddie, Old Man River, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Which,
yeah.
You see, I nipped into the kitchen to fix us a wee dram. Elsa put the video on, and after 2 minutes, she just stormed out.
Hang on, I don't follow.
Showgirls, laddie. I really should have thought to check the label.
Good morning, Southwood Park. Stephanie Stonewick speaking.
Hiya. Can you put Adam on for me?
I'm sorry, Mr. Pilly is otherwise engaged at the moment.
He's engaged? The sneaky little... He snogged me and all. Men.
No, Mr. Pilly is busy. He's doing the W word.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you now. He said he had this right... slave driver of a boss, real moody old cow. Was it the staff caller? Isabella Mussolini.
Yeah, perhaps I could take a message from Mr. Pilly.
Oh, yeah, you must be his secretary. Can you tell him I called and ask him to ring me back? I'm out all afternoon, but I should be near a payphone.
I see. And your name is...
Sammy. Yeah, that's it. With an I and two M's. And an S.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I can figure the rest out for myself. Oh, wait a minute. Sammy, yes, that does ring a bell. You must be the witless tart he's been trying to get lucky with all week.
Yeah, that's it. Adam and me, we're magic together. I'm head over heels in love with him.
Head over heels, eh? From what I've heard, it's more like heels overhead.
Mr. McCann?
Aye.
Is it coincidence, or are you deliberately cutting that cattle cake into little heart-shaped slices?
You noticed, eh?
I suppose the phrase je t'adore spelled out in rabbit pellets is something to do with you as well.
Practice, laddie, practice. I'm going to win Elsa back with an intimate surprise meal.
Of cattle cake and rabbit pellets? Mmm, that'll certainly surprise her.
I'm going to treat her to a ride in a hot air balloon.
And while we're on the subject of overinflated windbags...
all right, where is he, God's gift? I've just had his floozy on the phone.
Oh, the delectable Samantha, you mean?
Miss Stonewick, I'd thank you not to talk about my girlfriend like that.
Now, I can see why you're dating her. She must be the only female you can go out with and actually be the brains of the partnership.
I'll have you know she has a very distinguished family background.
Family background? She has one. I assume she must have been genetically engineered in some sort of research laboratory.
She's Spike Clinton's niece.
Some sort of pioneering experiment to develop artificial intelligence. Would you believe she sorry, what was that you just said?
Spike Clinton. She's his niece. Well, he married her Auntie Irene. She told me all about it, how they met and all. Must have been just like in the pictures. Spike comes up to Auntie Irene and says, you know, babe, you'd be just perfect for my next movie.
Blimey. What did Auntie Irene say?
Not a lot. She was in a road accident at the time.
Excuse me. The Spike Clinton. Cyber psycho chopper copper Spike Clinton. Oh, my... Oh, rat's rectums.
You didn't say anything to upset her, did you?
No, I just called her a witless tart.
Have you ever considered a career in youth counselling?
Oh, how was I to know? And Clinton's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Best hope they're not a close family, eh?
I hate to say this, guys, but it looks like one of them is very close indeed.
Oh, hey, diddums. Miss Stonewick, Mr. Lyon, Mr. McCann... I'd like you all to meet the lovely Sammy.
Sorry to barge in like this, but the mardy ag on the phone wouldn't put Adam on for me. Have you met Adam? He's my boyfriend.
They know who I am, babe. I work here.
Oh, yeah, silly me. Adam's great, isn't he? He was just telling me how he practically runs this place single-handed.
There's an idea. I've always admired the Saudis on matters of discipline.
Yeah, well, it was really sweet of you to drop in, babe.
Was it? My little wickle panda wander.
What?
Yeah, my little, pet.
Oh, aren't I your little wickle furry worry huggy wuggy grizzly wizzly very wary anymore?
Yeah, of course you're my little... What you said, but, oh, Miss Stonewick, aren't there some really important jobs I should be doing?
Oh, can I have that on tape for posterity?
There is a sort of stoutish aroma drifting out of that drain still.
I wouldn't bother, Leonard. I've been asking him to clear that thing out.
Sure! No worries. Is that all?
No. Come to think of it, one of the lickle-wickle, furry-wurry, huggy-wuggy, grizzly-berry-wearies needs his clawies clipping.
Oh, lay off.
So, it's okay if I wait for him, yeah?
He doesn't finish until 6. Will you be able to amuse yourself all that time?
We could always give her a piece of card with PTO written on both sides.
No, I'll be fine. Unless you kind of really want me to leave, like.
No, nobody could be more welcome. Be our guest.
Ab, because I love animals. I could help feed the lions and tigers, yeah?
I don't know about that, lassie. It's a nice idea, but there's barely enough meat on you to feed a field mouse.
So are you going to buy me a drink, or do you wish to seek employment elsewhere?
Don't you think you've had enough, Miss Stonewick? You've downed more of Scotland's finest than King Edward I.
Look, Terence, I need it after today. You know, that little trollop, she had the she had the bloody cheek to suggest Adam have the day off tomorrow to be with her for Valentine's. But I told her, Adam Pilly isn't having it off with anyone, and that's final.
Look at that. Talk about bad timing. The minute I walk through the door, that there barman slaps an out-of-order sign on the jukebox.
Oh, shame.
Can I buy you a wee tipple? Oh, I see I already have, Miss Stonewick.
Buying drinks, eh? I take it you patch things up with Love's Young Dream?
Elsa? Well, she's no ecstatic, but she's going to accept my dinner invite. And talking of that, Samantha has made me realise how lucky I am to have a woman like Elsa.
Sammy? Ah, she's not all bad. At least she's a nature lover. I showed her the kangaroos. All she said was, Oh, how naff. Bum bags went out years ago. Honestly, you try and be polite, don't
you? Well, if it gets us in Spike's good books, it'll have been worth it.
Oh, Spike! I forgot about him. I've got to be here bright and early tomorrow morning. Oh, well, bottoms up.
Shall I call her a taxi? Or an ambulance?
Best pop her in a cab. Oh, did Adam ever get round to tranquilizing that bear? Because if not, it'd save on the medical bills if he just made Miss Stonewick breathe into his cage.
What was I drinking last night, Terence? I don't remember a thing.
Pints, Miss Stonewick. Whiskey.
Pints and whiskey?
Pints of whiskey. Here, get this down you.
Oh, thank you, Terence. I woke up this morning and my tongue felt as though I'd been using it as a lavatory brush.
Ah, so you do remember something about yesterday.
I keep blacking out. Should I call a doctor? Or the vet or something?
That's probably just the sunglasses sliding down when you rub your forehead. Oh, by the way, film crew arrives in half an hour.
Oh, Spike! What's he going to think of me looking like this?
Well, he was always influenced by the Living Dead movies. Maybe he'll give you a walk-on part. Look, don't worry, I'll deal with it.
Oh, I do apologise for this, leaving you to sort everything out. You're a good worker, Terence, and, well, I'm sorry too if sometimes I'm a bit short-tempered and officious with you staff.
Sometimes?
Yes, sometimes. What are you implying?
Nothing. Look, I'm going to go and wait for the movie people. They'll probably want to get a few shots in the can as soon as possible. Sounds like their schedule's a pretty stiff one.
A few shots, cans, stiff one. Oh, on your way out, Terence, me, darling, pass me the waste paper bin.
Okay, back her up. Hold it.
Wow. You wouldn't think they needed a whole trailer just for makeup.
Maybe they're using Leslie Joseph. It is a horror flick.
Okay, props. Hey, where's my goddamn props woman? I need 3 Uzis, a pool of blood, and a large intestine, and I need them pronto. Hey, I tell those extras to stop playing football with my severed head. Hey, you two. Quit standing around like spare husbands at Liz Taylor's wedding and get me some freaking coffee. And none of that decapitated health freak stuff, neither. Jeez, what do I hire these people for?
Actually, Mr. Clinton, we're the zookeepers.
Zookeepers? You ain't no freaking zookeepers. John Travolta and Keanu Reeves are the zookeepers.
Excuse me, Mr. Clinton. I'm not sure if you know who I am.
Know who you are? You don't know if I know who you are? What? You want me to ask you for your autograph or something? Who are you? Macaulay Culkin's less appealing kid brother? Surprise me.
I'm your niece's boyfriend. Tammy.
Samantha.
Well, hell, that figures. Dumb broad couldn't find her own butt with both hands, a tour guide, and a big neon sign saying, "Your butt this way."
So you're not particularly fond of her then?
Fond of her? Fond of her? That chick's so freaking clueless about movies, she thinks Die Hard is the warning label on the back of her hair colorant. Only use she might possibly have is as research for my next zombie picture.
Well, I think that's really unfair. Everyone here thought Sammy was a really lovely girl, didn't you?
Yeah.
Ah, quit your crying, kid. Can't cope with some guy dissing your girl? Hey, if you'd grown up on the back streets of the Bronx, dodging bullets just to get to school, and your mom selling her body to put shoes on your feet, then you'd have something worth crying about.
But you didn't grow up on the back streets of the Bronx. I've read your biography. Your father's a multi-million dollar wrinkle cream tycoon with 2 mansions in Beverly Hills, a private helicopter just to take him to his own bathroom.
Well, we can't all have the upbringing we might have wished for, huh?
Leonard, look. I think it's an osprey. Leonard?
Don't mind me, my darling. I'm just examining this rather fascinating subspecies of weevil I've discovered in the bottom of the basket.
Oh, darling, thank you so much. This is bliss. In harmony with the elements up here in the great wide blue. You're all right, aren't you, Leonard? You look a little green.
Oh, aye, never better. Admittedly, given my severe phobias of small enclosed spaces,
wide open spaces, heights, flying and drowning, there are perhaps more comfortable places for me than this small wicker basket floating several thousand feet above a large lake. But apart from that,
Oh, Leonard, you put yourself through all that for me.
That's so
romantic. And we are all alone. Oh, Leonard, come here.
Elsa, good Lord, I think you're right. It is an osprey. Look down there. That's Southwood.
Whatever's going on? All those people and lorries and...
Did I not tell you they're making a movie down there?
And by the looks of things, they've really gone overboard with the special effects.
Gone over...
I'm sorry, Leonard. I didn't mean to upset you or your stomach.
Can I have a bit of freaking quiet on the set, people? Thank you. Now, this is the scene where Slasher is about to throw gorgeous, pouting Liz Hurley into the tiger pit and watch her get brutally disemboweled. Fortunately, at that precise moment, a crack police squad stormed the zoo. So Slasher disembowels them instead. Okay, Kiani, baby. Uh-huh. Remember your line? Perfect.
Oh, my head. Just as I thought the painkillers were kicking in.
Miss Stoneman, aren't you supposed to be lying down?
What? And miss all the action?
Did I say quiet on set, or did I said quiet on the freaking set? Now, remember, Keanu, you're edging into shot, shooter in one hand, and the other hand clamped firmly over your hostage's mouth. Yeah, just don't let Liz try to speak. I don't want to completely ruin this picture.
Oh, God, isn't he masterful? I wish I could order people around like that.
Miss Stanwyck, you do?
That's when you spot the police chopper, gun it down, and Liz runs to safety. Okay? Cameras, and action!
Just over the brow of the hill, we should be able to see exactly what's going on. Oh, talk about best seats in the house.
I'm not sure it's really your sort of film, Elsa.
Nonsense. I'm something of an aficionado of the British costume drama.
Take two. Holy Moses, it's the cops. Eat lead, scumbags.
Oh, no. Our balloon.
Do something brave and dashing like Sean Connery would. Or alternatively, lose consciousness and lie there with your tongue stuck out.
Dear God, what happened, idiot? We'll take a balloon trip around here.
Look out below.
Whoa! Leonard's landed right on top of Elizabeth Hurley.
Some guys have all the luck.
Oh, darling, speak to me. Oh, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Leonard!
Hello, Elsa. Miss Stoneweck, sorry to drop in unannounced.
After all that, everything we went through to let this considerably attractive and enigmatic gentleman make his film here, and you have to ruin it. Mr. Clinton, Spike, I'm so sorry.
Sorry? You're freaking sorry? It's brilliant! A rescue attempt staged by hot air balloon. A stroke of genius. For the first time, one of my movies is gonna have an original goddamn plot idea. I love it. Lady, you are a freaking star.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Okay, folks, one more take, and this time, can we have the balloon come in a little lower over those treetops?
You've been listening to The Elephant Man, written by D.A. Barham, starring Peter Serafinowicz as Terry, with Chris Emmett as Leonard, Richard Pierce as Adam, and Joanna Monroe as Stephanie. Wayne Forrester played Spike, Nicola Walker played Sammy, and Jane Dollimore was Elsa. Alistair McGowan was the voice of Barry Norman and David Attenborough. Other parts were played by the members of the cast. The programme was produced by Richard Wilson.